for a black writer, especially in this country, to evolve into the English language is to realize that the assumptions of the language, the assumptions on which the language operates, are his enemy. And in order, another story which I won't go into, in order to deal with that, really, to deal with that, a certain time in my life, for the first time, really heard and began to be able to try to deal with the beat of the language of the people who had produced
it. Hear the knocking off the other above. We undercut and thunderstruck to run amok with awestruck and killer cuts and bust your cucker bucks. Faded with a duck attempt, all exempt, one attempt. Paid the rent without hearing a cent. Made him vent without smearing a cent. His dude stinks, not appearing but clamped. He just waiting for a clear on the 10th. Back appearing, racketeering, backward steering while jeering offenses. Sixpence for a clearing a cent. Me and Mantis over a fish and ham sandwich. A dish of ram bandits wrote this and can't canned it. For now, what we offer you is books on tape to get the crooks off tape. They looking shook like hook prom bait. We treat lames maverick running they sons. Heat seeking lanes havoc. Come with your guns. This geek, your dame lapped it up and come in the tum. When I speak a slave language with a runaway tongue,
I'm going to improvise on some assumption.
Though I feel a little uneasy in doing this,
what a writer is obliged at some point to realize is that he's involved in a language which he has to change.
Yo, going bananas, flowing with the stanza. Posing Tony Danza while exposing phony answers. Posing Lonely Tantra while upholding only hampers my ability to stand to use a phony, bony bama. If Beale Street could talk, it would be another country. You still need the chalk just to see your brother run free. The business of lingies that comes to a halt and stop, minus all the biddies coming out of the halter tops. That's on you if you wanna be a super freak. Titties on ooze, flat stomach, and a pooper peak. I won't tell your mama niggas call you Tammy 2-for-1. Won't sell the drama online of Kelly's super tongue. The new Max have eyesight. She tried to get my mind right. In true lack of hindsight, I shouldn't sex a blind dyke. They can't see straight. My mother called me cheapskate. The loving on some deep lake in dire need of weed.
I'm going to improvise like a writer on some assumptions. And though I feel a little uneasy in doing this, we hold Trump. Patience. Shuffle the cards. Thanks.